What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, January 11th, 2021, start of a brand new week here of whatever's going to be happening. It's probably going to be very tense for the next 9 days until Biden's inauguration. Could even be intense after that. More about that a little bit later. We have a lot of news to get through today. So as usual, I'm going to do news until I run out of news, and then we'll open the phone lines for your comments and questions and observations and opinions. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble. And so let's get right on into it. Obviously, big news over at the House of Representatives. Nancy Pelosi is pushing two resolutions. One is a resolution calling for Pence and Trump's cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment and remove Trump from office today. That resolution failed because one Republican voted against it. It can go back to the floor tomorrow for a formal vote here. So they're going to go for a full vote. And then the second resolution they're putting forward is an impeachment resolution for incitement to violence, which Trump never actually did. But it just seems amazing. With only 9 days remaining, why are they so desperate to get Donald Trump out of office right now? And I have a theory, and I stress this is only a theory, that they are concerned that he could try a counter coup in the next 9 days. And, you know, just going past the 20th isn't really going to be that hard a deadline. Remember Hugo Chavez? He was actually out of power for some, you know, for a few weeks, and then he got back in. So anything is possible right now. Anyway, the lone voice who prevented the 25th Amendment resolution from passing was Representative Alex Mooney from West Virginia. And again, the resolution doesn't really carry the force of law. It is simply the will of the Congress sending a message to Trump's cabinet and to Mike Pence, you know, please invoke the 25th Amendment. The problem is that, you know, Trump is, you know, if you have to read the 25th Amendment, Trump doesn't have any medical problems. He's not mentally incompetent. They just don't like him. And that's why they're trying to impeach him twice here. Now, GOP Senator Toomey, Pat Toomey, is calling for Trump to you know, basically they're all blaming the attack on the Capitol building on Donald Trump, saying that he urged everybody to come to Washington, D.C., but he did not say anything about violence. In fact, you know, the vast majority of these million people were there. They were very peaceful. They were friendly. It was just like any of the other Trump rallies. We had these agent provocateurs going on in to cause trouble for the media to use to demonize not only Donald Trump, but all of his supporters. But you can rest assured, because we have the word of the Department of Justice and the FBI, that there is no evidence that agent provocateurs were involved in the violence at the Capitol. So anyway, moving on here. Yesterday on Fox News's Fox Report, Representative Matt Gaetz from Florida reacted to the Democrats' push to impeach Trump over his supposed part in the U.S. Capitol riot that left five dead and many more injured. And Gaetz said that with Inauguration Day just 10 days away, actually 9 days now, impeachment really is unnecessary. And he's right about that. It would be divisive in the extreme here. And apparently Nancy Pelosi was being interviewed on a TV show, and she came right on out and said the second impeachment is all about guaranteeing that Trump can't come back and run in 2024. So this is as dirty as politics get here. Harvard Law Professor Emeritus Alan Dershowitz said Democrats have virtually no chance of successfully impeaching and removing Donald Trump before Inauguration Day. And of course, once power transfers to Biden, Trump can't be impeached. And the Constitution says the president shall be removed from office upon impeachment. It doesn't say former president. So Congress has no power to impeach or try a private citizen. whether it be a private citizen named Donald Trump or Barack Obama or whoever. So they're really thrashing in the wind there, but it's all about damaging Trump to get him out of politics. They don't want him anywhere near that town here. Now, Donald Trump has asked Rudy Giuliani and Alan Dershowitz to defend him during the impeachment. I mean, the House will impeach him, and then the Senate holds the actual trial here. And, of course, Dershowitz is out there saying it would be an honor to represent Donald Trump yet again. Defense officials are confirming Donald Trump is still the commander in chief. They're refusing to participate in any kind of a military coup to oust him. And, you know, despite the campaign by Democrats and the corporate media to delegitimize Donald Trump, DOD officials saying they're not going to bow to outside pressure. They continue to recognize him as the commander in chief, which opens up some interesting possibilities for the next 9 days. Okay, now apparently precincts across America are investigating officers and at least one chief of police for involvement in the protests last Wednesday. Okay, and the FBI is saying there is evidence of an inside job where the protesters were aided by cops and staffers. Well, we already know that. It was caught on video. They really can't deny that, although the FBI is really good at denying things. They still insist Vince Foster committed suicide here. Representative James Clyburn of South Carolina said yesterday that the pro-Trump rioters who ran wild inside the Capitol may have had inside information to help them. That's hardly surprising. We know it was a put-up job. It was a setup. It was an absolute false flag setup. Now, Nancy Pelosi is out there accusing the Trump supporters who were at the Capitol this last week of choosing their whiteness over democracy. This is more of the white man bad that we have been hearing from D.C. for going on years now. So Pelosi used an online video meeting with her constituents to criticize the predominantly white crowd that was at Congress last Wednesday. So, again, they're playing the race card on this one. Article coming on out from Oons.com. U.S. Capitol protest, the ruling class tantrum, and boy, are they throwing one, shows Americans must all hang together because everybody is at threat. Even if you sat at home and you weren't in Washington, D.C. I've never been to Washington, D.C. myself, by the way. So this gets to this next article here. This is from CaitlinJohnstone.com. And apparently, well, the article is titled "The Boot is Coming Down Hard and Fast," and that is exactly what's going on. Biden has announced plans for new domestic terrorism laws in the wake of the Capitol Hill protest. And you know that Biden boasts about being the original author of the USA Patriot Act. So, you know, he's out there saying, well, we need Patriot Act 2, which was, you know, the beginning of the dictatorship. So Democrats are already drafting legislation to criminalize Trump rallies, to simply across the board say any rallies for Donald Trump are domestic terrorism. And they're trying to criminalize their opposition. And in the process, they're trampling on the constitutional right to peacefully assemble and petition the government for redress of grievances. But they don't want to have to put up with that anymore. Another story, this one coming from Zero Hedge, Patriot Act 2.0 aimed at the unwoke enemy within. And, you know, I remember back when Patriot Act, the first Patriot Act was passed, was just right after 9/11. And it was very obvious that it had been prepared in advance. And we probably got the same thing here. And that's confirmed by a story out of Investment Watch blog that apparently Democrats already have a 20,000-page domestic terrorism bill ready to go to the floor as soon as Biden is in the Oval Office. Now, Jamel Hill fears that lax punishment for Trump supporters would weaponize white people. I mean, they're talking about punishments for people merely for voting for Donald Trump. I mean, that's Soviet style here. And you know, they're out there still pushing, you know, Russian involvement, and there's no evidence for that. It's terrible. And it gets even worse than that. Former CIA director John Brennan is calling for Mao-like public humiliation sessions for Trump supporters before they're allowed back into society. And it's, I never thought I would see this country going this direction, but it's going. It's terrible here. All righty. There are military personnel gathering in Washington, D.C., their National Guard, because Posse Comitatus says you can't deploy the regular army. But there will be around 6,000 people, personnel in D.C. by the, well, I guess by now, because this article came from last Friday. It's a massive response to the U.S. Capitol protests from last Wednesday here. So the Virginia National Guard has about 1,000 personnel in D.C. As of Saturday. The Guard plans on adding another 1,000 by last night and joining National Guard soldiers and airmen from states around the district. So there's going to be this armored presence there, if you will. They're talking about letting them carry guns. Probably they'll be on the ground until sometime after the inauguration. Now, one of the things that happened when the peaceful demonstration was turned into a violent confrontation by the agent provocateurs, the media started saying, this is Vladimir Putin. He wants this. This is, you know, exactly what he wanted to happen. Actually, no, it isn't, because Russia right now is afraid of the consequences of U.S. political instability. They're not sure who's going to be in charge and what their agenda is going to be like. And it's a very unstable time right now. So let's get into the issue of corporate media censorship, because there is an awful lot of it there. Megyn Kelly, Scott Baio, Oscar-nominated Randy Quaid, the original Buffy, all slammed Twitter for silencing Trump after his permanent ban from the platform. Here you have a private company that is, you know, silencing, muzzling the president of the United States of America. And even Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was out there saying silencing speech is dangerous. It's un-American. Sadly, this is not a new tactic of the left. They've worked to silence opposing voices for years. China is mocking the United States over the Twitter bans. And, you know, Twitter banned President Trump. Other U.S. social media networks followed suit. Divergences on the silencing of Trump are greater than the protest itself. And such divergences would further divide U.S. society and lead to more hatred and confusion. That is absolutely, certainly the truth here. Now, this brings us to Parler, or Parler, depending upon how you wanted to pronounce it. Conservatives flock to the platform there. Twitter stock is off by something like 12% since they blacklisted Donald Trump here. The problem with Parler, they were running their website on Amazon servers. And that was a big mistake, because Amazon pulled the plug on them last night, and the smartphone application has been removed from Apple's store over, you know, censoring content. And so Amazon pulled support there. Let's see, Glenn Greenwald is blasting Twitter's ban, saying the tech titans, say that three times fast, are feigning offense to destroy Parler. And he basically came on out and said the reality is far more violence has been planned on Facebook than on Parler. And basically said that YouTube is promoting right-wing extremism, which they definitely are. So, pardon me. And Google, Apple, and Amazon united to destroy Parler. Now, Gab is overloaded right now. People are flocking to Gab. They own their own servers, so Amazon can't pull the plug on them, but they're buying new servers as fast as they can and putting them online to deal with the additional traffic here. Meanwhile, the CEO of Parler is preparing to take full legal action against the big tech companies that targeted him. And John Matz, Parler's founder, told the Epoch Times that he believes Apple, Google, and Amazon acted in bad faith, and they are considering legal action. I think they should. I really do think they should. And it gets even worse than that. The company that handles bulk emailing for the White House suspended Trump's account or Trump's campaign account. Trump can't even email his supporters. I mean, they're absolutely silencing this man, the president of the United States of America. You know, these tech companies, they're trying to run the country, and they were not elected to do that. Over at Mozilla, they're saying deplatforming Trump isn't enough. They're talking about new safeguards built into future versions of their browsers, which is why I will not be using their browsers anymore. Facebook and Instagram are blocking the president from using their services indefinitely. It's a permanent ban. So right now, Twitter, Google, Apple, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Snapchat, Pinterest, Shopify, Reddit, TikTok, Twitch, and Discord have all either banned or restricted President Trump from their platforms. Anyway, Attorney Sidney Powell has been suspended from Twitter. There's a growing list of Trump supporters being silenced. That includes General Flynn. Stop the Steal organizers Michael Kodray and Ali Alexander were banned. Lynn Wood was kicked off. The Gateway pundits Joe Hoft was suspended last week for putting up a post about Hunter Biden. So it's a grand purge. It's the internet equivalent of the Soviet purges here. Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch has been suspended from Twitter for 7 days with absolutely no explanation. All right. Ron Paul has been blocked from accessing his own Facebook page. Sorry, I'm a little bit under the weather today. I'm coughing a lot. Apparently, Twitter went and censored a group called Moms for America. I mean, that's really insane what they're doing. They're drunk on their own power here. Meanwhile, as I mentioned before, Gab has seen a tremendous increase in traffic, 750%. And so, you know, they're bringing in 10 new servers to handle the additional traffic. So if you go to Gab, and with Parlay gone, I'm going to Gab as well. And by the way, Trump is on Gab. So, you know, you can read his feed over there. Meanwhile, Gab issued a statement on Apple and Google's tyranny. They're saying, if your business is built on the backs of the Silicon Valley tyrants, Apple, Google, etc., they can and will attempt to destroy you if and when you become a threat to their interests. They did it to Gab, then Fortnite, now Parler. Now, Apple banning Parler is not the natural implementation of some objective standard. It's a cynical, politically motivated gesture and evidence of Silicon Valley elites' disdain for ordinary Americans. By the way, a little statistic you may be interested in. Right now, 40% of the internet goes through Amazon servers. And this is directly opposite the purpose for the internet first being created. It was supposed to be a network that connected computers that could survive damage, that could survive a world war. It could lose up to one-third of its connecting lines and still operate. But now everything gets funneled through Amazon. Boy, is there a great target for an enemy attack right there. Just shut everything down. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Okay, my mistake. I had the volume down on my little mixer here. Anyway, quick little reminder, Republic Broadcasting Network needs your continued support as we head further into this year of chaos. And it's going to be insane. 2021 is going to make 2020 look like a summer picnic here. Anyway, the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. And don't forget that all this information is at the top of republicbroadcasting.org. All right, so we're talking about this wave of corporate censorship that is sweeping the country. And what the government is doing, the government is forbidden from controlling speech by the First Amendment until they finally toss it in the shredder here. So they're hiding behind these social media companies who have the excuse, hey, we're private companies. We're not part of the government. We can do what we want here. Reread your terms of service here. And it's definitely getting very, very abusive. It does open up opportunities for new startups to take over, except, you know, the big players are going to try and crush them down, which is, you know, monopolistic behavior, trust behavior. And, you know, it's going to get very intense there. Just to show you how arrogant they're becoming, Twitter has started a purge of pro-life conservative accounts, claiming that they are promoting harmful activity. And conservative Twitter users are complaining their accounts are losing large quantities of followers, and you know, in the thousands. So, you know, Twitter is just shut. And you know something? All this capability that they're exercising right now had to have been developed well in advance. They're not just staying up over the weekend to write in all this new code to play these games here. Okay, Google, Microsoft, and Verizon are among President-elect Biden's inauguration committee donors. And the Biden inaugural committee released a list of all contributors who donated over $200. They didn't list how much each contributor donated, but apparently the fact that Google donated to the inaugural committee sort of confirms the bias that they have over there. So they helped him steal the election, and now they're going to throw him a big party. Okay, Devin Nunes is out there saying there needs to be a racketeering investigation into big tech. And, you know, are they in fact engaging in illegal activity, not First Amendment, not speech and censoring, but just in their business practices? And I think it would be a really, really good idea. But with the Democrats in control of both houses of Congress and the White House, I don't see it as likely to happen. These next 2 years are going to be ugly, probably the next four, having such a massive vote fraud mechanism in place. They're not going to tear it down. It's not going to go away. You know, they rely on it to cling to power here. World leaders are equating this big tech censorship of the American people, you know, with the Holy Inquisition. You know, we're going to punish you because I think what you're saying is harmful. And Lopez Obrador, the president of Mexico, said, where is the law? Where's the regulation? What are the norms? This is an issue of government. It is not an issue for private companies. And I wholeheartedly agree. Now, somebody's trying to do something about it. Tim Berners-Lee is the father of the Internet, and he is not happy with what it has become. It has become centralized, which was not the original design intent. So he's taking some action to fix it. He's building a new internet where you control your data. And, you know, he says it's supposed to be a free environment. It's certainly far from that right now with all these corporations out there doing the government's dirty work for them. A little bit of good news. Laura Loomer, who's a conservative activist and political candidate, and Larry Klayman of Freedom Watch have filed a petition with the United States Supreme Court charging the anti-competitive, discriminatory practices of Google, Facebook, Apple, and Twitter violate the Constitution. And apparently, Loomer and Klayman first challenged the tech giants in antitrust litigation several years before former Attorney General William Barr raised the issue. They argue the big tech companies' platforms are a place of public accommodation, meaning they're not allowed to censor conservative content. We'll be back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
We are living. It chills right to the core. This talk of holy war.
Welcome back to our show here. We're still talking about censorship, and apparently Parler is filing a lawsuit against Amazon for basically just pulling the plug. Amazon may be in violation of a contract. I don't know what the details are, but apparently Parler feels that they have grounds for a lawsuit here. Now, up in Idaho, there's an internet provider, Your T1 Wi-Fi, which is blocking Facebook and Twitter from its Wi-Fi service for some customers due to claims of censorship. And apparently the move came after Twitter and Facebook banned President Trump from their platforms, and the customers started complaining, and so they just pulled the plug on them. So the plug can be pulled in both directions here. And in a related story here, it's just been announced that Trump supporters are banned from owning carrier pigeons in case they try to communicate with one another. All righty. Rudy Giuliani is calling on President Trump to declassify everything, and we wonder what he's waiting for. Trump is down in Texas right now. He may be moving around to avoid, danger to himself and his family, or he's planning something. I mean, certainly members of the Democratic Party in the deep state are obviously afraid he may try some kind of a counter coup, which is why corporate media has exposed itself to ridicule and litigation by just coming down hard on conservatives. Now, pardon me. Last week, the FBI down in Georgia claimed jurisdiction and took control of shredded ballots being analyzed and sent them back to the shredder to be disposed of. Your FBI at work. What can I tell you here? All right, getting into the non-election theft news here. Apparently, Biden has announced a number of new additions to his national security team this week. He has nominated Victoria Nuland for the number three spot at the State Department. And, of course, we all remember Victoria Nuland's hand in so many of the wars that were started recently here. And apparently Biden is still considering Hillary Clinton as ambassador to the United Nations. And apparently ex-Senator Ted Cuffman and Representative Sherry Bustos are being eyed for administration roles. Okay. And apparently Clinton is being discussed as a potential ambassador because it would supposedly raise the prestige and standing of the U.S. after Trump's time in office. I seriously doubt that. All righty. Apparently out in San Diego, a mob of Antifa terrorists dressed all in black assaulted a small group of Trump supporters. And apparently they attacked the Trump supporters with pepper spray after a verbal confrontation escalated on the boardwalk in Pacific Beach. Up in Portland, we're now 3 months into the protests up there. And they're just going on. And it's become so much of the background noise, it's not even getting any media coverage right now. And in late July, Mayor Ted Wheeler basically told the police force to stand down from the demonstrations. And he hoped they'd just get tired and go home. But it didn't work. It absolutely did not work. Apparently, the out in California, the petition to remove Governor Gruesome has over a million signatures now. So let's talk a little bit about COVID-19. It's still out there. And apparently more casualties are being reported among healthcare workers from COVID-19 vaccines. This is basically after 2 weeks of the Pfizer mRNA experimental vaccine being injected into healthcare workers in the U.S. End of the first week of the Moderna mRNA experimental COVID vaccine also being injected into the healthcare workers. And apparently more injuries and casualties and side effects, adverse reactions are being reported. Now, according to the U.S. government's own official reporting system, the coronavirus vaccines are sending hundreds to the emergency rooms because of adverse reactions. So it's terrible out there. This is turning into a repeat of 1976. Apparently up in Canada, a 27-year-old healthcare worker fainted and then suffered multiple seizures after taking the Pfizer vaccine. And apparently the problem there is they overlooked the fact that she had various allergies, and there have been warnings issued saying, don't get the shot if you have allergies. And apparently the vaccine triggered a severe reaction. All righty. Up in, there's a nursing home in Auburn, New York. It's the Commons in St. Anthony. And they had zero deaths from COVID until the vaccination started. Now it's 24 dead and 137 infected. More indications that the vaccine is actually causing the symptoms rather than curing them here. Over in Israel, there are four dead and hundreds infected with COVID-19 after receiving the Pfizer mRNA vaccine. Ugly, ugly situation here. Mainstream media outlets are now telling men to strongly consider freezing their sperm before receiving a COVID-19 vaccine because it can lead to future fertility problems. Ooh, what wonderful, wonderful stuff. Just amazing here. Apparently, Cuomo's rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine in New York resulted in 66% unused and expired doses simply being thrown out. This was actually reported by the New York Times here. Over in Japan, they are reporting to have found another mutant strain of COVID, and experts warn it's similar to the highly contagious British and South Africa variants. Anyway, apparently Pope Francis' personal doctor has died from coronavirus complications. He was 78 years old, and apparently the Pope says he will get his vaccine as early as next week. Article coming out, researchers at Stanford University in California conducted experiments and tests to assess how tough lockdowns influence the growth in infections as compared to less restrictive measures. They used data from England, France, Germany, Iran, Italy, Netherlands, Spain, South Korea, Sweden, and the U.S. collected during the initial stages of the pandemic last spring. They compared the data from Sweden and South Korea, two countries that did not introduce tough lockdowns at that time, with that from the other countries. And what they found was that introducing restrictive non-pharmaceutical interventions, such as reduced working hours, working from home, and social distancing, helped curb the rise of infections in 9 out of, except for Spain, where the effect was considered non-significant. Okay, Piers Morgan is a crusader for lockdowns. He thinks crusaders are really good. But again, in the typical, we'll don't do as I do as I say, apparently he flew to Antigua for the holidays after telling Britons that they had to deal with a virtual Christmas. We are here. Okay, transverse myelitis. That's the illness that halted the AstraZeneca vaccine trial. And apparently, transverse myelitis results in inflammation of both sides of the spinal cord, interfering with how messages are sent throughout the body and potentially causing paralysis. It's associated with pain, muscle weakness, sensory problems, and bladder or bowel dysfunction. Anything with myelitis in it is a bad deal. Another little side effect, people being kept at home and dealing with depression, apparently normal and healthy people are turning to recreational drugs to combat depression. And apparently the number of deaths from drug overdose have soared to an all-time high, according to the CDC. Apparently, 81,230 people died from a drug overdose between June the 1st of 2019 and May 31st of 2020, up 18% over the same period the year before. Seems like the cure is definitely worse than the disease. All right, turning to the international news here, Pompeo says the U.S. is going to designate the Houthis as a terrorist group in a bid to undermine Iranian interference in Yemen. And basically acknowledged the move will create hurdles for delivering aid to war-torn Yemen. And apparently Pompeo says they will also label 3 Houthi leaders, Abdul Malik al-Houthi, Abd al-Khalik Badr al-Din al-Houthi, and Abdullah Yahya al-Hakim as specially designated global terrorists. Now, this is a rather interesting development because at one point, the Houthis were considered a U.S. intelligence-sharing partner right up to the point of the Saudi invasion. So they used to be our friends. Now they're our enemies. And then Washington, D.C. wonders why other countries don't really trust us. Okay. Apparently, Washington's One China policy is now officially dead. Mike Pompeo has lifted all restrictions on U.S. and Taiwan relations. So the decades-long U.S. recognition of One China is now over with, and this is a move designed to definitely inflame tensions with Beijing. We're just rushing headlong into these wars. Meanwhile, China has developed a new laser weapon, ground-based but capable of destroying Indian and U.S. satellites in orbit. And apparently it has the full capability of tracking these satellites and then hitting them with a laser and causing tremendous damage to them. So China's military is expected to deploy a laser weapon capable of destroying U.S. military satellites in low Earth orbit. Well, they did it this last year. Meanwhile, in Korea, Kim Jong-un vows to expand his nuclear arsenal by building nuclear submarines, underwater missiles, and warheads that can hit American cities. Now, what they mean by underwater missiles is a new form of torpedo that is rocket-propelled and can go much faster than conventional torpedoes. And one of the things that it does is it bleeds gas bubbles along the outer skin to get rid of the boundary layer, and that makes it go even faster. Meanwhile, the United States Space Force officially became a member of the U.S. intelligence community on Friday. They are now the 18th member of the U.S. intelligence community. So Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe and Chief of Space Operations General John Raymond announced that the section of the Space Force specializing in intelligence would join the spy community during a ceremony. Having lots of fun. Meanwhile, and we've talked about the USS Gerald Ford before, it's the most expensive aircraft carrier ever built, and it's still having trouble launching fighter jets. The electromagnetic catapult, and catch system keeps breaking 3 years after it entered service. They still don't have the bugs out of it. And, you know, along with a story that we reported a while back where the onboard electronics of the Ford don't interface with the F-35. So it's not really going to be an effective fighting team, if you will. There has been another plane crash. This one happened in Indonesia. Apparently, the aircraft, just after takeoff, plunged 10,000 feet into the ocean, just less than 60 seconds. It fell in 60 seconds just 4 minutes after it took off. And apparently, the plane was a Boeing 737. So everybody is looking askance at Boeing yet again, and they're bringing the wreckage ashore to try and figure out exactly what happened. All right, looking at some of the economic news here, the Czech Republic has finished a new gas pipeline, which is connected to the UGAL pipeline, which is a terrestrial extension of the Nord Stream 2. It's now in operation. The 150-kilometer pipeline begins on the Czech border with German Saxony and ends in the west of the country at a gas distribution center next to the border with German Bavaria. The construction began in 2017. Overall cost, 540 million euros. Okay. Now, apparently, 2021 is going to be a good year for uranium investors. There are apparently 15 different catalysts that are going to be shoving the value up. So you may want to look at that. Meanwhile, Jim Rickards is out there saying that all the major currencies are in the same sinking lifeboat. He's predicting that gold will go to $15,000 an ounce. David Hunter is predicting stocks will drop between 60% and 80% this year. All righty. Pardon me. We're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines here. Area code 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. And getting on back to the news here. Let's see. Spain just got hit with a major winter storm. called Philomena, caused chaos across the country. Madrid was particularly affected, prompting the closure of Barajas Airport and leaving hundreds of motorists stranded on roads. And apparently it is the worst storm in recent memories. Emergency crews are trying to rescue more than 1,500 people trapped in cars after 20 inches of snow fell in a single day. That's a lot of snow. Gosh darn that human-caused global warming. Okay, Facebook is throwing their hat into the ring for the development of smart glasses. Remember the Google glasses? There's the music. We got to take a commercial break. The lines are open, and we'll be right back.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail. When the banksters all need to be in jail.
Welcome back to our show here. And before we go to the phone lines here, I'm getting emails. I need to pick out my T-shirts a little more carefully here, because the only thing that's showing on this T-shirt is up at the top a word pig, which I'm sure a lot of liberals would apply to me. But what it actually says is pig noun, an animal used for turning vegetables into bacon. So that should answer all the people who wanted to know what that said. All right, we're going to go to the phone lines now to Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Mike. The big tech tyranny that you're
Kelly,
seeing
are you
right
there?
Now is... Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. You're on the air.
Okay. The big tech tyranny that you're seeing right now is it's a perfect example of fascism.
Yes.
Fascism is actually the blending of government and business. Government doesn't
yes.
have to order people to do things. They can allow things that they can rely on their tech tyrants, in this case, to do their bidding. So they can claim that these tech companies can limit free speech because, well, they're private companies.
Mm-hmm.
Government can't limit free speech, but damn, Google sure can. Facebook
yep.
can. And so they're going to prop up these tech companies. The simple
yes,
reason
they
that
are.
The tech companies are going to enforce their draconian rules, their draconian wishes. If people who go on and on about fascism, and liberals who go on and on about fascism, don't know what it is. This is it, pure and simple. I can't think of a better example right now of fascism in the Western world.
You're absolutely correct.
So this has got to stop, but you know it won't stop until we do something about bringing the incoming government down and breaking up these damn tech companies. I don't
yes,
see I don't see any other way around it. Now I keep hearing word today, off and on, from various sources that Trump has either signed or is about to invoke the Insurrection Act, and I've looked all over the damn web. I can't find any evidence of it. I don't know what to make of it. Have you heard anything? Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Have you heard anything about that? I've heard from several sources.
I saw this. Well, all the sources seem to track back to just one place, and I can't find any independent corroboration.
Well, I couldn't either, and I've looked all over the web today, and I've talked with other people, and I think this is another something else that somebody's thrown out just to throw us all off balance.
Yeah, it's just more of this, you know, the problem is being solved, don't take direct action kind of propaganda.
Yeah, right. Anyway, I just wanted to say that right now we're looking at real fascism, and it's only
yes,
going to get worse. It's going to get much, much worse.
I agree.
The Biden administration will target half of this country. I've told you before, he will wage war against half the population of this country.
Okay, Kelly, I got to put you
well.
On hold. I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. We're going to come back to you after station identification.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.